May I raise another issue even more absurd than this? Let no one accuse us of speaking out of turn if our argument uses this example as well. For someone who aims to cleanse an ulcer does not hesitate to first dirty their hands. Now, what is this extremely ridiculous custom? It's deemed as insignificant, but it's the beginning of extreme foolishness and nonsense. The women in the bath, nurses, and awaiting maids pick up mud and, using their fingers, mark a cross on the child's forehead. If one asks, what does this mud and clay represent? The response is, it wards off the evil eye, witchcraft, and jealousy. Surprising! What potency in the mud, what might in the clay, what incredible power does it possess? It deflects all forms of devilry. Tell me, can you help but express embarrassment? Will you ever grasp the devil's traps? How from early life he gradually introduces the various evils he has crafted? For if the mud has this effect, why don't you also apply the same to your own forehead when you are a grown man and your character is developed and you are more likely than the child to have those who are envious of you? Why don't you also smudge over your whole body with mud? I mean, if it has such a great effect when applied on the forehead, why not anoint your entire body with mud? All these antics are a source of amusement and theatricals for Satan, not only mockery, but also an impending doom of hellfire that these deluded ones are walking toward.